This is KCUR 89.3. Jason Pollan retired from teaching at the Kansas City Art Institute in 2010. Now he spends his time working at his home studio, a bungalow on Locust Street. Pollan's home isn't a classroom, but as KCUR's Julie Denichet reports, every afternoon at 4 o'clock, it might as well be.
Jason Pollan's light-filled studio is just off the kitchen. A sewing machine dominates a long work table covered with paper and fabric. A tea kettle's coming to a boil, and Pollan's hunting for a special stash of tea.
I'm looking for the jasmine. The jasmine has disappeared for the moment. It's here somewhere. We'll have tea for two today.
Jason Pollan is 76. He still works every day in his studio sewing fiber creations, usually with his assistant. It's a good thing he lives so close to the school, because even though he retired almost a decade ago, students and colleagues still stop by to talk about art and life.
It's so interesting, isn't it? This human condition.
It all began in 1983 as a way to reach out to the shy students in his classroom.
Some of the students were very, very quiet in critiques, and the extroverts, of course, jump right in. So in talking to these kids individually, I thought, well, why don't you just come across the street? I'll make us a cup of tea. And then one student would tell another student, usually another introvert. Then what happened is students graduated and they'd call and say, hey, can I come over for tea? You know, 20 years later, can I come over for tea? And that's the way it is. That when I started then and it continues today.
Pollan's colorful wheels of cloth and fluttering fabric mobiles have exhibited around the world. His home is filled with the vibrant textiles he creates, inspired by travels to Europe, India, and Tibet.
So, now, hot water for her, hot water for me.
Deanna Lerma is a senior in the fiber department. Lerma assists Pollan with work in a studio. She's also a frequent guest at tea time.
Notice that she's, of course, on her phone most of the time. They're all like
I'm trying to make sure that I don't miss something.
Tea time might be even more important today than when it began. Technology has changed everyone's lives. But Pollan designed this space for conversation.
This is a space where we don't deal with phones.
With phones, yes, that is true.
So we are going to put them wherever.
Lerma says the common thread in each visit is Pollan's tea time ritual.
I feel like that's why a lot of the students that come over to your place love your home, because it represents this place where you can come away from studio, away from like the academic like critique time, and have studio talk. Like, you know, talk about what you're exploring with someone that we can trust. That's why every person that comes in is in love with spending time here.
Across town, one of his former students, Deborah Smith, has her own studio in the Crossroads. She graduated from the Art Institute in the 1980s and now works as a full-time artist, creating abstract textile works from vintage kimonos.
I probably learned more from him after graduating and getting to spend more intimate time in his studio, in his space, and getting to participate in these teas. I have stronger memories of those moments than I do necessarily of being a student at the Art Institute, for sure.
Smith thinks Pollan also benefits from spending time with young artists.
One thing they don't teach you in art school is how absolutely filled with solitude a living, working, practicing artist studio generally is. It is literally you and the materials and you, your imagination, and you making.
The lessons Deborah Smith learned in Jason Pollan's studio live with her to this day.
He has an impact on people that touches their lives forever. It creates a ripple effect of creativity, spirit, and energy that lives beyond him.
Another afternoon brings another visitor to Pollan's door.
Hi, Philip.
How are you, Jason? Good.
Philip Matthews is a poet and meditation teacher from North Carolina. This past semester, he was a visiting lecturer at the Art Institute, teaching a professional practice course to seniors in the fiber department.
There's a totally different vibe in connecting in somebody's home. And that's something that Jason does really well. That sense of hospitality, that sense of creating an open and safe space for people to come together and interact as equals.
By now, it's tradition. The small gestures of hospitality have added up over the course of a lifetime. Clearly, Jason Pollan is still a teacher at heart. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denechet.